Biden roasts Trump at WHCD, "I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old." By Elizabeth Weibel on April 27, 2024. President Joe Biden roasted former President Donald Trump while addressing celebrities and journalists attending the White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday evening. "It's been a year since I've delivered this speech and my wife, Jill, who is with me tonight, was worried how I'd do," Biden began. "I told her, 'Don't worry, it's just like riding a bike.' She said, 'That's what I'm worried about.'" Biden's remarks come after he fell off his bike in Rehoboth, Delaware, in June 2022, after he got his foot stuck. Of course, the 2024 election's in full swing, and yes, age is an issue, Biden continued. "I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old. Well, I feel great. I really feel great. I'm campaigning all over the country, Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina. I've always done well in the 13 original colonies." Speaking of history, did you hear what Donald just said about the major Civil War battle? Gettysburg. Wow. Trump's speech was so embarrassing the statue of Robert E. Lee surrendered again. But, look, age is the only thing we have in common. Biden continued to take a jab at Trump, pointing out that his vice president actually endorses him. Former Vice President Mike Pence has made it clear that he will not be endorsing Trump as he seeks the presidency in 2024. "I had a stretch since the State of the Union. But, Donald has had a few tough days lately. You might call it stormy weather," Biden continued, referring to adult entertainment star Stormy Daniels. Trump is currently in the middle of a business records trial and is facing 34 charges related to allegedly falsifying business records in the first degree in relation to payments made to Daniels during the 2016 presidential election. "Trump's so desperate he started reading those Bibles he's selling, then he got to the first commandment. 'You shall have no other gods before me.' That's when he put it down and said, 'That book's not for me.'" Guests in attendance at the White House Correspondents' Dinner ranged from Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband, Second Gentleman Douglas Imhoff, to actor Chris Pine, and White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, according to the New York Times.